Hello and welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this message is for Wednesday, November 25th, the day before Thanksgiving. In fact, this message is titled, Giving Thanks. If you were in church this past Sunday, you might remember that my sermon was titled, Remember the Lord Your God. I mentioned some things that we can do to help us remember. One of those was to make a list of scriptures that we find meaningful and to post them in a place where we'll see them often. Well, my Strong's Concordance lists over 130 scriptures which use the words thanks, thankfulness, or thanksgiving. And since tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, for this midweek message, I want to share with you some of those scriptures that I find helpful and meaningful as I try to remember, scriptures which specifically speak of giving thanks. The Psalms, of course, are a good place to start. Psalm 95 speaks of an attitude of thankfulness for God's work in creation. The psalmist writes, "O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." Psalm 100, one of my favorite psalms, calls us to recognize it is God who has made us and sustains us and calls us to an attitude of thankfulness for his goodness and mercy toward us. "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations." Well, the New Testament contains numerous stories of how people responded to Jesus with expressions of thanks and praise to God. In Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, Jesus heals 10 men with leprosy. He tells them to go to the priests and show that they had been healed, but only one of the 10 returns. Luke tells us he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. In Acts 3, 1 through 10, is the story of Peter and John's encounter at the temple with a man who had been lame from birth. The man sat at the temple gates every day, begging. The man asked Peter and John for money, but Peter responded to his request, saying, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And the scripture then says that Peter took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. They were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. This Thanksgiving Day and always, let us also give thanks for the ways God has worked in our lives. Well, Scripture also encourages us to give thanks to God for the greatest blessing he has given us, salvation through Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, Paul says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." And in Colossians 2, 6, and 7, he says, "Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. On this day and always, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." In his letters, Paul expresses thankfulness for his brothers and sisters in the faith. He tells the Thessalonian believers, "How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again." And to the Ephesians believers, he says, "Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people." Let us give thanks for our church family and the many ways that we are blessings to one another. Well, then, let me share with you three scriptural quotations from Paul's letters, which provide us with some encouragement, especially in this year that we have been through. In 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, he says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." In Ephesians 5:19b and 20, he says, "Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, one of my favorites, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Well, as you celebrate a time of thanksgiving this year, whether it be at home with your immediate family or at an extended family gathering, be safe, be blessed, and give thanks. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.